Hey, this is Kiko, and you're listening to Audio on Demand with Chris 200.
Doink. That was Chris 200 checking in with Pizza Babe.
Pizza, you gotta listen to Chris 200.
Hi, Chris 200.
He's too busy listening to Chris 200.
It's really hot.
Hi, Chris 200.
Hi.
Audio on Demand, this is Chris 200. Today is Valentine's Day, 2008, February 14th. Network.
No.
Yeah, that's it. A little more to the right.
Freaks, this is Chris 200. As I said before, I'm trying out my little experiment here in the car, and I don't know what the deal is. I don't know. It seems to be working a little bit. Now I can do a little bit of an audio bed on the bottom of this. Yes! It's about 7:13 in the morning. I'm headed in. It's Thursday. And I am beat. I couldn't sleep last night. About 4 o'clock I woke up, and been up ever since. Said it's about 10 after 7 now, and heading into the old salt mine here. I don't know what I'm going to talk about today. I have to apologize a little bit about my last cast. I never did get a chance to head out to some of the historical spots in Columbus, Nebraska, and give you some history on Nebraska and Columbus in particular. So, I'm going back this weekend. I might, I don't know. I'm going to bring the fam with me, so I may not be able to do any of those historical spots. I may have to look those up online, and my red lane is ending soon. Well, let's see. It's, pretty much been a humdrum week so far. I was off all last week with a stomach virus, a stomach flu type thing, all week. Wife and kid got it Thursday, Friday. They were pretty much out this weekend. And I was feeling better towards the end of the weekend there. And back to work, getting caught up on things, and moving forward, I guess. I can't wait. Haven't heard anything from Zilla Dave other than you telling me he told me to eat poop. So I don't know if he's ticked off at me or what, but I guess we'll have to find out later. If you go check out my blog out there on Wonder Hit 1, that's where I do these audio journals. I put a little bit of a blurb out there about online communities and all this social networking bullshit that's going on today. Just some comments, just some random comments about it. And I don't know, let me know what you think about it. Go check it out, wonderhit1.com. I've been listening to some Van Halen here lately. I don't know what it is. More of a guitar study, I guess, if anything, is what I've been doing with it. Just kind of listening to some of his riffs and structures and things like that. You know, it's, some of the work is not so complicated, which is usually the case with more popular songs. You know, the chord structures are 1-4-5 or 1-2-3 or whatever. Not very many minor chords, bridges, or anything like that in a lot of these compositions. My iTunes is on the fritz again. It was doing so well there for so long, about a week. Excuse me. And it's been eating up my, I think it happened twice, ate my iPod or my podcast list. So I spent a couple hours or an hour or so yesterday trying to get that put back together. I have something like 103 podcasts out there. I don't know where they're at on the hard drive. I don't know where they're at in my music library, because podcasts, I don't believe, show up in the music library. I suppose I'll have to create a playlist or something like that. They do show up in playlists. Forgot to take my pills this morning, so today ought to be fun. I got enough residuals there to fuel myself. Need to get another prescription filled. Tell you what, this prescription stuff is eating me alive. Absolutely eating me alive. But what are you gonna do? The drug company's got a gun to your head. They like to charge exorbitant prices for their drugs because they're the only ones who can sell them because they're patented. Blah, 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 blah. I listened to the Royal Pains this morning. it's an alright show, I guess. I'm not sure why everyone else on the Freak Network thinks that they are crazy great, but it's all right, I guess. Oh man, I've been trying to cut back on the Twitter. I went ape shit on Super Bowl weekend. Twittering, and it, you know, it just kind of got crazy. You know, it's one of those things. It's kind of like, it's kind of like online chat. It's kind of like the, it's very much akin to the rat in the feeder bar type thing. You continue to post to get that feedback, to get that reward, and the more you do that, the more you're hoping you'll get a reward. And for me, I tell you the truth, I just haven't got that many feedback. So, been trying to cut back. I still watch it. I don't know if I'm doing a post today or what I'm doing exactly, but kind of cutting back on that. I think I saw a big drug bust yesterday, last night, on my way back home. 4 patrol cars stopped on the side of the road here. Pulled over an SUV, and they had, like, one of these huge duffel bags in the back. And inside that duffel bag, it looked like it was bales of pot. I don't know what's worse, getting thrown in jail for that or getting out of jail for that. You know, you get busted with, a few $1,000 worth of drugs of someone else's, or tens of thousands, perhaps millions of dollars worth of stuff. Pretty good chance you need to disappear very well, and because I think whoever's stuff that was, more than likely they will be wanting to pay you a personal visit, if you know what I mean. So I don't know what happened to these folks. If they ever get out. Jail's probably the best place for them. Because, whose ever stuff that was, they are going to come after you and kill you, more than likely. Just keys to me. There went a Honda Ridgeline right past me. Boy, I like that little vehicle. I have a donation button on my website. If anybody wants to donate $1 towards my Ridgeline fund, I would appreciate it. Total contributions, as of today, on the donate line, $0 for February 14th, 2008. All donations are accepted and appreciated. And if you do donate, you will get a mention on the Wonder Hit 1 Audio On Demand podcast. So keep that in mind when making your charitable donations. The uniform people's Cintas. End of road work. On my bended knee, I can't wait your long night. Oh, Lord. Last night I went over to Walmart to do my Valentine's holiday shopping, and it was a rat race in that place. I am not a big Walmart fan. not a big Walmart supporter, and I'm trying to figure out how the hell I spent so goddamn much money there. Yeah, it was crazy. The Valentine's aisles look like they've been ransacked, literally. Probably have been, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah. Tip for you, Valentine's shoppers. Now, I didn't do it this year, but I have done it in past years, and I probably still do have a stash. I need to check up on it. But what I've done in the past, because I don't plan for holidays very well, and what I've done in the past is I've bought two Valentine's cards around Valentine's Day, and then I take the second card and put it in the bottom of my sock drawer or underwear drawer or whatever drawer, kind of hide it away a little bit. That way, one, it's somewhat of a get out of jail free card if you ever get your ass in a bind. Two, if you forget next Valentine's Day, you have an extra, you have a spare there. So don't forget to do that. Don't forget to put it in your sock drawer, and don't forget that it is in your sock drawer next Valentine's. So, little tip here from Chris200. Christ, all Friday, why is it taking me so long today? I guess I'm not going as fast. Trying to conserve the gasoline. Typical day out here on a highway I-80. Last week, I guess it was pretty bad. You know, I didn't leave the house but maybe once or twice last week. My horrible sickness. And I guess it snowed a little bit. And thank God I didn't have to drive through that shit. Now that was weird. Oh, I know what that was. Did you hear that? Let's see if it does it again. I heard it too. Did you hear it? That was the Passover scale, or you basically keep driving and it weighs your truck. And I actually picked it up on the recorder there. Can you believe it? That was weird, folks. That was weird. What the hell is that? Well, it looks like there's a trailer house or a... Yeah, it's a trailer house at the weigh station. Evidently, it was overweight. Go figure. God damn, why am I so damn late today? I even left at a decent time. Well, let's see what else has been going on. Could talk politics, but I don't want to. Nothing much, you know, nothing really much has been going on. It's mid-February. Hey, tomorrow is payday. Can't believe they pay me for the shit they have me do. Yeah, this weekend I'll be heading back to Columbus. Doing some more work up there. Doing, who knows what. Well, I'll tell you what, I think I'm going to wrap it up here. And I'm going to shut this off here in a little bit. See if I can see what this song sounds like as I bring it up. And we'll talk to you later.